We go now live to our small session studio where Jill Dittmeyer is standing by with some very special guests. Jill?
Thank you, Carl. Yes, we have some wonderful music to get everyone excited on their drive home tonight. And perhaps some of you are wondering what to do this evening. There are still tickets available at the Center for the Performing Arts in Carmel at the Palladium, where you're going to hear our performers who have stopped by the WFYI studio to give us all a preview. It's the Annie Moses Band. Welcome.
Hey, Jill. It's great to be here.
And we have a full studio once again. And so I'm going to first have everybody go around and introduce themselves.
Sure. My name is Annie, and I'm playing the violin and singing.
I'm Alex, and I play viola.
I'm Benjamin, and I play cello.
I'm Gretchen, and I play the violin and mandolin.
I'm Jeremiah, and I play the guitar.
And believe it or not, they're all related, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Very
yes.
good. And Annie Moses, none of you would be here without her. Who is she and why is she important to the whole development of the music that you guys play?
Sure. Well, Annie Moses is our great-grandmother and the namesake of our group. And I was named for her when I was born, long before we had any grand vision of having a family band. But we just trace back our musical legacy and heritage back to her because she was the very first person to begin to invest in the artistic training of her children. And so she did that in the life of our grandmother, Jane, and Jane passed a passion for music onto our mother, Robin, and our parents were in music professionally and passed this passion for music onto us.
Which is quite extraordinary because all of you are Juilliard trained.
Yes, we studied at the Juilliard School just right before we started the Annie Moses Band.
And many people probably have seen your Christmas special that was on PBS a few years ago. You were
yes.
all a little younger then, not a lot. You're also very young.
Yes. That was an exciting time. The PBS special just gave us a wonderful platform for people to get to know kind of the uniqueness of our music and our style.
Well, I think here in Indianapolis, a lot of people might be familiar with Time for Three, the three
yeah.
guys that
uh-huh.
perform at the Indianapolis
Absolutely.
Symphony Orchestra, that once again, they take strings and do marvelous things with them. And that's
sure.
kind of what you all do, too, as well, with that classical training, but you really bring out your roots, the heritage mm-hmm. and everything. And right now, you've got a new album that's coming out.
We do. We have a brand new record called American Rhapsody that's coming out September the 11th. And we're excited because we've had the chance to perform a lot of that music all over the country. And that's the show that we're performing tonight at the Palladium called American Rhapsody. And it's wonderful because it kind of takes a look at the range of Americana music. And it's seen through the classical crossover lens of the Annie Moses Band. And so when you come see the concert, you see string quartet and harp and piano and B3 and electric guitar and drums and all of us sing. And so it's very much an exploration of the cinematic scope of what American music can be.
Well, and George Gershwin, and no better place to perform it, as you'll find out, the home of the great American songbook up there, Michael Feinstein.
I know, we have been looking at the history of the place. It's just really an amazing legacy there at that place. So that's awesome.
Let's give folks a little bit of taste of some of your music here. You've got their first selection. What are you going to perform?
Yes, this is a song that we call Cherokee, and it was written in honor of our great-grandma's grandma, who was one feisty lady and a full-blood Cherokee.
It's the Annie Moses Band.
She didn't like the white man, except the one she married. My great grandma's grandma was a full blood Cherokee, living as a legend in the land of bitter memory. She settled down the railings, the locomotive's blowing, but the steam burned up her pipe dreams and the engines.
Nice, the Andy Moses Band. Pros and cons of being brothers and sisters and performing.
Let's
hope the pros list is longer than the cons.
It really is. You know, I think it's if history is true, it's hard to keep four guys together that you meet in college, you know, into a major career as a musical group. And so the fact that we're all a family, we've grown up playing together, and we get to face all of the challenges of the music industry and all of the successes and the victories together. And, being on the road is a hard life, too. So the fact that you get to do it with the people that you're the most comfortable with means that there's a lot of grace for it.
I bet the girls still get the best bathroom, though, don't they, guys? Yeah.
That is true. We get the first dibs on the dressing room.
It's an unspoken rule that when you go to a hotel room that someone has obviously been smoking in, that the guys get that one particular
room. That's true.
And as the youngest member of the group, you probably have to take on a little extra, too, don't you?
Less than you'd think. Less than you'd think.
We still baby him.
Exactly. The extraordinary thing, too, is you guys all do work so well together as a family, but each of you have your own projects, from writing novels to producing songs to doing your own thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Each person in a group not only has a musical space, but we kind of have a whole creative space. And so in a show like American Rhapsody, or in the album, for instance, Benjamin was very much involved in kind of taking the bird's eye view of the project and looking at a lot of the curation and how we came up with the folk tunes that we wanted to cover. And Alex is our lead producer, music producer, and does a lot of the business management. And we love writing together, Benjamin and Jeremiah and Gretchen are all just major songwriters, and our parents, Bill and Robin Wolliver, are award-winning songwriters. Yes. And so we kind of grew up with their talents in-house, and they provided this incredible backbone and backdrop to what we do. And our sister Camille is a wonderful writer, wonderful harpist, and so it's really fun to see all the different just flavors that come together to make up our music and our story.
And the way you have taken all that, too, and not just in your music, but you are passing it on, too, with your foundation, the Annie Moses mm-hmm. Foundation. This is very important. I want you to talk about that just a little bit here, too. You guys are all from Tennessee.
We are, yeah. We grew up in Nashville, and, you know, my parents, being in music professionally, had this wonderful, just a concept, I think, that a lot of parents don't have, of really what it takes to have the chops needed to be able to do music professionally. And so they invested a great deal in us from a young age, not with the idea that we would all do this professionally, but they wanted us to have that option when we got to that age where we were going to make those life decisions. And so when we started touring as a band, we had so many families that just had questions about, how do I raise a musical child? And how did you do this with your family? And so we started the Annie Moses Foundation first to undergird our primary program that was meant to answer those questions, a program called the Fine Arts Summer Academy. And it's held in Nashville each summer over a 2-week period of time. It's coming up this July. And it's the final show is held at the Grand Ole Opry House. And it's probably the closest thing to Riverdance on steroids you've ever seen.
That's enticing, right?
Yeah, if you can imagine about, 200 high school students on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House playing just incredible blowout music that's been created specifically to showcase their talents. I mean, that's what the Fine Arts Summer Academy is all about. And our mother, Robin, is the artistic director, and she's written a lot on this subject and does a lot of speaking. And so together as a family, we're really able to lead a whole movement of young people that want to excel and be highly skilled at their craft.
The next generation, learning kind of the whole package. And I'm going to encourage your listeners to visit the website, the Annie Moses Band website, because it talks more about that great foundation. And the Kickstarter program is going on for the next PBS TV special.
We're so excited about that because we just got approval a couple of weeks ago that PBS is going to release this year's part of this year's gala as a PBS special next summer called The Art of the Love Song, and it will feature the Annie Moses Band along with some of the cream of the crop students from the Fine Arts Summer Academy. And so we're just so excited because it gives a great platform for what this program is about to be elevated in a really incredible way. So it's great. So folks that want to pledge for the Kickstarter and help make that a reality can go to AnnieMosesBand.com and get more information.
We will look forward to seeing that on PBS coming up this fall too. But tonight they're going to be at the Palladium at 8 o'clock. Tickets are still available, and we're going to let you guys play us out with one more song as we wish you all continued success, and thank you for stopping by today.
Oh, thank you so much. This is a tune I have to give my sister Gretchen props. This is her original bluegrass tune. It's called the Choctaw Cowboy.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
It's really fun.
Here, I know.
It's our pleasure.
And Cedric will put it together and we'll put it up.